If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. We are just about there. Week one of the NFL regular season. Next week's Even Money Podcast will be epic. I'm Ross Tucker. Hopefully today's epic as well. We can try to make everything epic. Why not? I'm Ross Tucker. He is the man. He is Steve Fezzik. I merely played 7 years in the NFL for a bunch of different teams, and you can check me out on Twitter. He actually is the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. So make sure you check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, for all the goodies that he posts over there. Hopefully a lot of you already signed up to get the newsletter over at rostucker.com. We are presented today by BetDSI.com. Look, you're listening to a gambling podcast. Why not go to the place that supports us, and why not go to a place that supports you guys by giving you $15 free with this year's code Tucker15. BetDSI has a quick mobile access, works great on their site. It's not a whole lot of trouble to use. In fact, it's very easy to use, I'd say. And playing there makes watching the games a whole lot more interesting, that's for sure. All you need to do, it's this easy. Go to BetDSI.com, put in the promo code Tucker15, and you'll get $15 free to bet the NFL or really anything else you want to bet. Again, promo code Tucker15 at BetDSI.com. Steve, there's been a bunch of different things to get into. I want to talk about Bridgewater and Romo. We'll look ahead to the Thursday night opener a little bit, get your thoughts on some season win plays. And maybe we'll start there, Steve. We'll get into your season win plays. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. We'll take a step back, and we'll start with Bridgewater and Romo and the impact that has on you before we get into your season win plays, my season win plays. So let's start with that then, Steve. What is the impact in your mind, according to the Sharps in Vegas, everything, of the Romo and Bridgewater injuries?
Well, I'd start with the Minnesota Vikings. A lot of people sleepers to go to the Super Bowl, nothing but positives. U.S. Bank Stadium looks beautiful. There was a tremendous party last week, their preseason game against San Diego. Well, that was a celebration, Ross. This week is the funeral. Sean Hill may have a lifetime quarterback rating that's only 2 points lower than Teddy, but Teddy was trending upwards, and Sean Hill's 36, hasn't started in forever, and the feeling from the Vegas Sharps, the Vikings now went from Super Bowl contender to the absolute epitome of middle-of-the-road mediocrity. They're an eight-win team without a quarterback. I know the Broncos won a Super Bowl without one last year, but you don't have a quarterback, you don't make the playoffs.
What were they before the injury? What were they, 9, 9.5, 8.5? I can't remember.
They opened 9.5. They were trending upwards to 10. Everyone loved everything that the Vikings had been doing, just solid across the board. And if Bridgewater was going to make that next step, the feeling was that they'd be right there with the Packers to win that division.
So Vegas is saying that the difference between Bridgewater and Sean Hill is a game and a half to 2 games. Is that the fair way to look at it?
Yeah, basically 2 games, because they'd already moved up to 10. And Vegas is very frightened. What happens if Sean Hill goes down and all of a sudden Joel Stave is your starting quarterback? Vegas is...
Well, they're going to get somebody else. I mean, they're going to get somebody else in the next 3 days.
Sure, but I mean, maybe they trade for, who knows? They trade. I don't know why they don't trade for Chase Daniel. But their short list of people, Glennon, I don't know. Remember, he won't have any, you know, this is a football player. If you haven't worked with everyone, and we saw that with the one, gosh, what's his name, the one guy that just kept, he played for the Bucks, and then he kept being, whenever someone lost a quarterback, they'd make him their starter, and he never won a game.
Josh McCown?
Not Josh McCown. I can't remember. Name escapes me. That's okay.
Well, anyway.
It's okay. Bringing somebody in is very, very difficult because you've got no continuity.
So that's interesting, though, that, you know, Vegas thinks Teddy Bridgewater is a two-win guy. What is, I mean, I know he's only out four games, but what does Vegas think Tom Brady is worth?
Vegas thinks Brady is worth just about three games, if not four. And the reason is Vegas thinks that the Patriots are an average team without him. And look no further than the Lions week two and week three, which are up at CGT Technologies. They are laying only 3 points to Houston and to Buffalo at home with Garoppolo. You know that if they had Brady, they'd be laying, you know, 6 and 7 and 8 in those games. So Vegas is very concerned about them the first 4 weeks, but they have, the feeling is that, similar to Manning, Ross, only playing 12 games, Tom Brady 39, that might actually be a blessing by the end of the year.
Interesting. What about Tony Romo and the impact there, Steve?
Vegas is confused because Dak Prescott has looked so good, but the default is always, I don't care what you did in preseason, when defenses start to scheme for you and they start throwing in some complex blitzes at you, as a rookie, you're going to struggle. The Cowboys went from a 9.5 win team projected. They haven't put the number back up, Ross, but if they did, they'd be a 7-win team. Vegas feels Dallas has no chance without Romo.
Vegas feels Romo's worth 2.5 games?
Yes.
9.5 to 7?
They do, and I think that that's the one, though, Vegas is not certain about. There's a lot of variability associated with that number. I think with the Vikings, Vegas is much more confident of their number, and that's why they put the Vikings season win number back up. They have not put the Dallas Cowboys season win back up.
Well, that's because Bridgewater's definitely out for the year, and it's undetermined how long Romo's ultimately out. So will they keep that number off the board, like, until Romo comes back?
They'll never put it back up, I don't think. That that happened with Manning with the Colts. Remember when there kept being reports that, you know, the injury was more serious and the nerve damage, and they pulled it off. I think his season win number for the Colts that year was like 10, 10.5, and they never put it back up, even by week one when it was clear that he'd be out for an indefinite period of time.
Very interesting. So based on those moves, Steve, do you see any value anywhere? Do you see any, does that, are there any things where you say, oh, I think there's value there, I'm going to place a bet there? Or do you typically just totally stay away from these situations?
Well, initially there's the value. It's the old joke from Wall Street that 5 seconds after the shuttle blew up, Gordon Gekko is on the phone shorting stocks of suppliers. And that's pros like I, we see Romo go down immediately. We bet the Cowboys under 9 and under and not to win the playoffs plus 105. You've got about 5 minutes to get bets like that in tops. I didn't get any in against the Vikings because I wasn't home when the news broke. But then you look at the derivatives, the secondary markets, who does this news help? And I'm come to the conclusion that this has been a great week for the Washington Redskins, because they get to play the NFC North, so they get to play the Vikings. The Bears are a walking MASH unit. Romo's going to be out for two games against them. So here's a team that won the division last year, and they've gotten nothing but good news in the sense of their opponents getting bad news.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that one at all, Steve. Well, let's get into some season win totals. You know, now that it's just about here, that you really like and that you're putting some money on, and I'll tell you what the ones are that I bet.
Sounds good.
So, give me the ones you got, Steve.
I'm going to go alphabetical here, and maybe you can comment. Atlanta Falcons, I went under 7.5, lay $1.50. I think they're 8-win season last year was a lot of that was schedule. They beat up on the NFC East. They beat up on the AFC South. Their schedule much more difficult. I don't know what's happened to the quarterback. He's lost zip on his fastball. He just doesn't look right. Atlanta under.
Okay. Can you explain for people the 150 thing?
Yes. So what happens is it opens 7.5, and the sports books don't like to move numbers off of numbers. So when they take bets, they just move the vigorish. And since people have been betting Atlanta under, they've moved the vig from -110 to -130. And currently it's sitting at -150. So you have to bet 150 to make 100.
Got it. Okay.
I played the Buffalo Bills under 8 wins, lay $1.40. I think that all of the problems they had with their draft picks going down on defense is going to doom their defense with the Ryans, and I think their D is going to let them down, so I like that under. I played the Broncos, Denver Broncos, under 9.5. Let's call that under 9 now. That's the prevalent number. I think they won so many close games, and although I'm not anti-Simeon, I just think that the defense has to regress, and I think they're going to have a lot of struggles to go ahead and score points. I played the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, under 9 wins. I love Andrew Luck, and I hate everything else about this team, and that division is so much better than it's been in prior years. I played the Rams under 7 wins, primarily because of the distractions of moving to Los Angeles, and the fact they got to fly 32,000 miles, including a home game in London. That can't be good for them. Dropping down, I played the New York Jets under 8 wins, -$1.50. And that's pretty much because of the schedule they have. They have a very difficult schedule. They could start 1-6, Ross. They play 6 very, very difficult teams. And I don't think they're going to be able to overcome it. I played the Eagles under 7 wins. I think they've been great in preseason. I'm not buying into the hype. Such a transition from a fast-paced team to a slower-paced team, and I just don't think they've got the right personnel for it. I played the San Francisco 49ers under 5.5 wins, lay $1.25. I don't think all the Colin Kaepernick distractions are good for the team. He'll probably be gone within a week here and get cut, but I see no talent on San Francisco. And one over for you, I played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over 7.5 wins plus $1.15. I think if there's one sleeper team out there that's going to come out of the league, it's going to be Tampa. And I'll one more over, Tennessee Titans over 6 wins. I think the Tennessee ground and pound strategy is going to work well. I like the Titans at 6 wins over.
Nice. Okay. For mine, I'll just give you mine, Steve. I'm looking at it. It's interesting because I made these bets on July 30th when you and I were together. The day we met, I think, or maybe the next day, out in Vegas at the Palazzo at the Venetian. And no, I'm not getting any advertisement or plug from them. I am getting an advertisement or plug, however, from DraftKings.com, the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use the code FUMBLE and play for free with your first deposit. That's code FUMBLE to play free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in the Week 1 contest, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Use the code FUMBLE. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. So anyway, Steve, you said before you go, you gotta play some bets because you'll never forget, and it sticks in your mind, and you got to do it. So I did it, and the first one I'm looking at, Steve, I have the Dallas Cowboys under 9 wins.
Nice.
So that one's feeling pretty good right about now. I'm obviously not happy about Romo's injury. I feel awful for him, but It's looking pretty good now. The next one I have, I'm still feeling pretty good about. I think this was one of yours, too, is the Jets under 8 wins. You know, the line now for them is 7.5. So both of these, I guess I got value on. So wait a minute. Let me read these to you, Steve. So I got the Cowboys under 9 plus 115.
Winner.
And I got the Jets under 8 minus 153.
Winner.
The next one I have is another one where it looks like I'm already ahead of the game. I've got the Eagles under 7.5 minus 210. Their one loss total is now 6.5.
Winner. That's one of my favorite bets. I wish they looked worse in preseason, but I still think they're not going to win 8 games.
And then my other two bets are both week one bets, but I will I'll say them anyway. And it is Browns Eagles. Actually, the one's my wife, so I won't say that one. But Browns Eagles, I have them under 44 in week one. Those are my four bets.
Yes, and I totals 43 right now. I think Josh Gordon's suspended for that game.
He is, but, yes.
Right. The only concern I have is that the Cleveland defense is so bad. I made the same bet. So I think it's a good bet. But at the current number, 43, with as bad as Cleveland's D looks, I think I'm going to just stick with my bet and probably not add to it at the current number. And, I'd be remiss, Ross. I made a terrible bet. I've got a big bet on the Minnesota Vikings week one laying 3 at Tennessee. And so Bridgewater goes down, and that line is pick 'em, and there's not much I can do about it. Sometimes you just, when you make bets 4 months ahead of time, you can get caught with bad news.
Yeah, I guess that's an interesting one, Steve, which would be, well, I guess that probably is about 50-50. Because I was going to say, you gain value a lot of times with the early lines, but you have less information, so you're probably going to lose a higher percentage of them, but I guess the information is probably the same, could come down the same on both sides.
Yeah, and ultimately you're just looking to get it in with such an advantage on the plays that you can take the risk. In college, for instance, college football season starts tonight, and I have Indiana minus 4.5, and they're laying 10.5. So the risk is worth it to get it in when you just know that the number's not correct. And the Minnesota line would have gone up to 4 or 4.5. But I lost my quarterback for Minnesota, and Tennessee's had a really good fall here or summer. And so it's been a perfect storm against the Vikings in that game.
I should note, by the way, that we will be joined once again this year, or at least graded once again this year, by Todd Bergman. I confirmed that this week. So our trusty grader, Todd Bergman, is back, which is fantastic. Starting next week, we'll get into every single game, how many units we would bet on each game, both the total and the spread. I did want to give a sneak preview, though, Steve, on the opening Thursday night game between Carolina and Denver. Right now, Carolina is laying 3 on the road.
And about to go to 3.5 here in some locations. Pretty remarkable considering.
Steve,
Denver's
how do you know that? When you say that, how do you know it's about to go 3.5?
There's books we like to call leading indicator books, Ross. So those are books that deal reduced vigorish and take bigger limits. And all those books are trending towards the 3.5. If you want to bet right now at Pinnacle Sports, for instance, and take Denver, you can get plus 3 at like plus $1.12 right now. If you want to play Carolina, you can lay 3, but you got to lay 3 minus a whole bunch of extra vig, minus 123. And I even see a 3.5 on the screen, and all the momentum has been in that direction. And usually when you see momentum like that, through on a key number like 3, it winds up going up to 3.5. But, you know, this line opened Denver minus three back in April. So it shows you the value of getting good numbers. Frankly, I bet Carolina plus three back then. Now I'm starting to like Denver plus 3.5. I would only look that way. I did play under earlier in the year because I think Denver, how did they beat Carolina in the Super Bowl? Conservative, run the ball, play great D. How did Carolina lose the Super Bowl? Well, the one key turnover, which cost them the game early. And I think that they've got to look at that and say, if we just take care of the ball, we can probably get out of there with a win.
Percentage-wise, Steve, how much of a difference does 3 versus 3.5 make?
Game will land.
It sounds
right
like
on
it'd be a lot, obviously.
Yeah, game will land right on 3. It used to be that it would land like 11% of the time with the new kickoff, the extra point rules, games, and the games being a little higher scoring. It doesn't land quite as often. It's it'll land about 9.5% of the time. A team favored by 3 wins by 3, and that means it's worth about 20 cents. Let me put that into English. Let's say you wanted to bet the Carolina Panthers. If you laid minus 3, lay $1.20, Ross, or if you laid minus 3.5 plus 100, 20-cent difference, those would be equivalent bets mathematically. They'd both be graded to be about equal in value.
Yeah, I'm going to probably wait till next week. I think I would probably take – oh, man, that is a really tough one. You know, because there's the inexperience, Steve, obviously, of Simeon, which we all know. But there's also some value in sort of the unknown with him and not having a real good sample size with which to game plan for him. In other words, I don't know that there's enough from the preseason for those other teams to feel confident, and well, really not even the other teams, for Carolina to feel confident in, you know, a strategy for what is his weakness. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it's probably textbook. They'll probably try to confuse him with the coverages, blitz him, those type of things. But Kubiak and those guys know that as well. So I'm really intrigued by that one. I probably, because of the unknowns, that would be a game that I would pass because of the unknowns there.
You know, in the book on these opening night NFL games, of course, the NFL champion always gets to host the first game, and almost every single week or every year, Ross, we see money come against the world champions, and it tends to go down in flames. The world champions tend to open up at home with a nice solid win. Last year, one of the most exciting point spread games, Pittsburgh went to New England, and New England just crushed Pittsburgh the entire game, and Pittsburgh got a backdoor score to land it right on the number of 7. But New England was comfortably ahead by 14, laying 7 at the very end of the game.
Got it. Well, that is awesome. And that'll do it for this week's Even Money podcast, except we have a message about some big-time college football as well.
College football is back in the biggest, most epic kickoff weekend ever. Top-ranked teams and top-tier matchups.
We have as good an opening week slate of games that I can ever remember.
Number 20 USC takes on the top-ranked defending champion Crimson Tide. Number 10 Notre Dame faces Texas. And number 11 Ole Miss battles the fourth-ranked Seminoles. The road to the college football playoff starts Labor Day weekend on ABC, ESPN, and streaming live on the ESPN app and Watch ESPN.
All right, Steve. Now that'll officially do it. Now that we got everybody primed for college football, are there any college football games you really like? Any of the ones they mentioned, or any games you're really into?
I think it's one of the best slates that I've ever seen for Week 1 in college football. Frankly, most of the bets I made, Ross, have moved so many points. I would not even want to recommend putting them out there at this point in time. But we will. I will, when I have a really good college game on your podcast, I might start giving you my college football game of the week starting next week.
Nice. I like the sound of that. He is Steve. Make sure you're following him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Bri, our producers, at RTF Podcast. We really want to keep this podcast going forever. So those of you that can spread the word on Twitter or even give us a Facebook like at facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. It means quite a bit. iTunes rankings, comments. Let's get a little buzz going here. Maybe we can get a buzz on and a buzz going while we watch these games. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.